We flipped a coin, okay? You and me. You and me. Coin flip is sacred.
Y'all ready for a show today, baby?
No time, baby.
We've been waiting all week for this. This is where it happens right here, man.
We man up, we stand up. We man up, we stand up.
We're all we got.
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 Hit anything that moves. We're playmakers, man. We the best, nothing less.
You don't like this? Trust me, you don't like
this. We're between the white lines. This is football. Welcome to the big league.
I won the toss. I took the football. Got it down their throat.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull?
Hey, every season is full of defining moments. Let's make this day a defining moment for us in our quest.
Welcome, everybody, to the Coin Flip. NFL Week 2 main slate is here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. We are back to our regular schedule after last week. I'm looking forward to it. One of my favorite weeks of the year and one of the most profitable weeks, if we do it right. There's a lot of people that enjoy overreacting to a one-game sample in football, and that is a huge mistake. You can ask anybody that's actually played the game at multiple levels. Biggest improvements for most teams is from week one to week two. So let's get into it. I'm looking forward to it. Use the code COIN. Get 15% off any package that includes a seven-day free trial. We've got everything going. So much good stuff going this week. The tools are all rolling. We're enhancing them daily. This is our first week rolling. Well, we had them out last week, but no real data because we were just using 2020 stuff. So we've been working behind the scenes, getting that stuff out all day today and yesterday. The Green Machine is awesome for any kind of slate, showdown, captain showdown mode for football, NFL, college football, PGA, NASCAR, UFC, all of it's in there. Looking forward to tonight. We got, you know, a decent-ish, not really that great of a college football game, but it's football. It'll probably be on screen too. But the NFL is not too exciting itself with the Washington football team and the Giants. But there's times I don't mind watching a good defense play. I don't know what we'll see overall, being the division it ends with the Cowboys. I definitely want to watch it and pay attention to it, but plenty of money to be made on the showdown. I put that out earlier. Premium content's posted if you want to play in a little showdown tonight. Bobby's posted his article for the college football showdown. We got a 2-game college football slate tomorrow and a big one on Saturday per usual. Let's get the listener league filled up. I have it in the audio version details. Trying to grow it. They're willing to grow it. We just got to show them that we can fill that up quick, early and often. Rate and review us on iTunes. I'll be giving away some winners tomorrow from this first kind of week and a half big push NFL. I'll look at all the people that have rated and reviewed us on iTunes. I'll look at all the people that have liked us on YouTube, subscribed to our channel. And today, tell me your favorite any position play. Well, let's do favorite running back, wide receiver under 7,000. Just give me one. And that any comment you leave on any of the videos here in the last week and a half, 2 weeks as we march through these kickoff for football. Every time you've left a comment, you've been thrown into the draw. So if you leave 7-8 comments, you got 7-8 times more chance to win some Millie Maker tickets that I'll be giving away tomorrow on the Cup with Gup there. Underdog. Join Underdog now. Get a free $10 when you deposit $10 and use the code GUP, G-U-P. They got NBA, NHL best balls going. They have a huge 50K contest tonight. I'm going to try to get this out. Probably still have 2 hours or so before that kicks the Sunday or Thursday Night Football kicks off. So you can go on there, use the code GUP, get a free $10. That contest is 10 bucks. If you deposit 10, get free 10, put two entries in that, 10K to first, got some chances to make some money there tonight. Plus, if you're into NBA, NHL, I know the GC Warrior Room Slack channels will be talking some best ball strategy, and I'll be paying attention because that is not my strength, but I enjoy it. I like the best balls in general, especially, I mean, I love them for football, NFL, so I'm interested to kind of, you know, see how it works out with NBA, NHL, stuff like that. Today's, we kind of do like, you know, I keep it concise and straight to the point. There's so much content out there that, and even us, we're putting out a lot of content this year that, you know, I just want to get to the high points I like for the week. Until we get to the bye weeks and all that, we're going to have these monster main slates. So there's, you know, spread out ownership for the most part, clear chalk for the most part, that really just trying to, you know, sift through all of that and get some good plays out to you guys. I want to tell you, prediction strike, if you did not catch it last week, go check out the, it was a 15, 18 minute video. I had the head of strategy on, Nico. It's an awesome new kind of philosophy on stock market fantasy sports. Right now they have NBA, NFL, they'll be adding soccer, UFC, golf, a little bit like Jock Market, but not exactly, because it's not a, hey, buy it for week two. And if you buy shares of, you know, Rondell Moore this week, he has a big week, you make money. It's more of you can buy and sell whenever. And it's a long-term deal. So if you want to buy a rookie now and you keep them for 6 years, you can do that. It's a, you know, so just like the real stock market, we go into great detail there. We have good offers on there using the code GUP. You get a free player share when you deposit $20 or more. They have a great app. They just updated. It's Prediction Strike. Just go to your app store. You'll find it, or go to their website. You can sign up that way. The tools and trends and everything they have for those players and history, and then the upcoming projections to see where you can take advantage of, it is awesome. And I'll probably on my Friday pods put in some guys I'm looking forward to the weekend that maybe we want to get a few shares of, in case they spike up. NBA, I'll probably get with Dan or something like that, and we'll work on that. But certainly UFC, we can utilize Tommy. Soccer, I'm not a big soccer guy. Our soccer channel in the GC Warrior Room, man, it gets hot sometimes. So maybe those guys can help us out there. And then, of course, when they load PJ up in there, we'll be all over that. So the format tonight, same as last year and last week, plays, fades, and values. Then I give you my three favorite stacks, two favorite Super 7 lines. Those have now dropped if you're in the Carbon Contest. My upset of the week, so just any dog that I think is going to win, or the best dog that I think that can win. My survivor choices of the week, and then we wrap it up with some monkey knife fight plays, and we kind of get out of here. I gave some monkey knife fight plays away for Thursday Night Football if you want to go check those out. Obviously, we have the offer right now with them. Deposit up to $100, get a free 100% match on anything. So if you deposit $20, you get $20 match. They've also added, which I think is awesome, and I think we'll be able to take advantage of it as it continues to grow, the college football player props, which, you know, Bobby and then our GC Warrior Room is just awesome with all things college football. So I think we'll be able to take advantage of that little niche market, and of course NFL, between my content, Ryan's content, and then even, I think, you know, Bobby's stack attack that he puts in there, will definitely be able to take advantage of monkeyknifefight.com. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. You get a free $100 with 100% match on that. You don't have to put 100 in, you can put 15 in, you get $15, doesn't matter. I'll be giving plays for PGA, college football when I see them. Obviously, I'll defer to Bobby on that. NFL for Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, all that kind of stuff. So plenty of action to get in on there. So the playbook tonight, we'll get into it with quarterbacks. I'll tell you, so I put the ownerships out now. I'll kind of start including this. So on Thursdays, I'm going to do early ownership. I hadn't done that in the past because I always was weary of those things can change a lot. One or two injuries here, one thing there, that these things can swing. But I felt there was enough, you know, consistency as I've been monitoring it for a while, that at least it gets you on the right, you know, mind frame of, for the premium members, all that, they get all the detail. But, you know, my highest projected own game right now is Arizona, Minnesota, heavily favoring Arizona, Tennessee, Seattle, Seattle pretty decently favored there. They're number two. Number three is Dallas and Chargers, but it's much closer on an even split. So kind of some could say that could be one of the better games as far as, you know, offenses go. When you see both teams, like sometimes you'll get, you know, like Arizona and Minnesota have combined ownership at 86.7% among all the players that I projected. 59% of that is Arizona. So while it's a high game, most of it's chalky on Arizona. Sometimes we would like to find the games where while it might not be super chalky, we can at least get a middle ground there. And I think Dallas Chargers kind of stick out. But I do think Tennessee and Seattle will be a good one. The fourth one, I'm not going to go through all of them, but the fourth one's Atlanta and Tampa Bay for me right now. But Tampa Bay's high, similar to Arizona. Quarterbacks for me, my top two plays, first is Russell Wilson. I like him a lot this week. I think Tennessee will be competitive. You know, they're one of those bounce back teams this week, the overreaction type deal. I think we can pick some pieces from that game if we want to. But I do think they're going to have to throw the ball, and Tannehill's going to have a good game to keep this a competitive game. I don't think they're going to be able to just, you know, pound the rock, run the ball on the road, you know, and make that happen. So Russell looked good last week. If they continue with that, I like all kinds of pieces from Seattle. So at, you know, one of the highest, I think it is the highest, second highest game total. Their team implied team total is 30 points, $7,500. There are a lot of good quarterback situations this week. So I think it'll be somewhat spread out. You know, I think Josh Allen will get some, Russell will get some, Brady will get some. I'll get to him in a minute. Herbert, Kyler obviously always will, and I think Dak will probably be the next, kind of a little bit lower than those guys, but he's still going to be a mix because people doing game stacks and stuff like that. So I don't think you have to worry about too much shock with him. But man, not only did he look good Monday night with the Manning brothers, that was kind of a cool thing to see behind the scenes with him. I think that, you know, again, maybe they kind of got away from it last year. They started so hot with him throwing the ball, and they kind of just seemed to go away and away and away. Hopefully they keep it up. Certainly like the spot this week, $7,500. He'll be one of the higher owns, top five or sixth own, but I don't mind that quarterback because I think it's going to be spread out so much that you're not getting too much chalk. Next one is Dak. $100 more than Herbert, so I think Herbert will probably garnish a little bit more ownership. And I think Dallas can compete in this game and possibly win it. Going down 0-2 on the season wouldn't be optimal for them, but they've had two tough road games. This will be a tough road game. They just lost another piece. I mean, they've had some not great injuries so far, but, you know, that offense is explosive. We saw it against Tampa Bay, which was, you know, it's probably one of the top five defenses in the league. The Chargers are good defense, but nothing there. You know, this is the highest game total on the week, 55.5. You know, and you got, so basically 29.5 to 26 is the spread with the Chargers favored. I think Dak continues it. Those wide receivers are amazing. And for 6,800, I like that he came in $100 more than Herbert because I think it'll keep a little bit of ownership off of him, and Herbert will get, you know, a tad more ownership. So I like the Dak piece in there. Values for me at quarterback, remember on this, sometimes it's just the ownership side, not necessarily dollars. I like Stafford. I got him currently around 3-4%-ish in the ownership game, $6,400. You know, not a tremendous game script to make you think that, but man, did he look good on you know, Sunday night, I believe. Yeah, Sunday night. So I think if you can give me them, I mean, the Colts could be able to stay competitive enough. It's only a 3.5-point spread that he would still keep throwing the ball. Henderson looked good. We played a lot more snaps than most people thought. I said I wasn't totally off Henderson yet. Everybody kind of got scared with Sonny Michel, though, rightfully so. But I think that if we can get a Stafford type at 3-4%, and you start doing some mini stacks with Henderson, Woods, Kupp, Higbee, who I've been high on for a while, I don't mind that at all. Next one's Bridgewater. He's going to not be owned at all. But playing Jacksonville, right? You know, $5,400. If you're really looking for, this is kind of my pay down option of the week. If you want to save at quarterback, get you a little two-man, three-man stack with Fant, maybe Javonte Williams, one of the wide receivers. I think it's there. Now, the fear would be, you know, they stay up on Jacksonville enough that they can just continue running the ball with Gordon and Javonte Williams. But What if Jacksonville actually has a little bounce back week and they look better in the second half? I talked about that Monday. Huge overreaction game right here. As far as a betting world, like I would lean the Jags plus six because a lot of people are on Denver. I was one of my top plays last week. They cover with these. A lot of people are on Jacksonville. I was not on them. I like Texans. I didn't release it, but I didn't bet it. I'm not going to, you know, claim that, but I did mention it several times throughout the week last week that looked like a trappy game. So a lot of people got let down. So not saying this is it's a narrative street for, you know, for sure, anecdotal, but now you got a team that's at home, the Jags, you know, hosting Denver. The Jags burned so many people last week. Getting six. I think this game gets competitive and actually a little bit of a shootout scoring. And so to get Bridgewater at 5,400, I think is not a bad situation to be in, especially for some MME. So I don't mind that situation. My fade is Brady because I don't, for $6,900, he's my highest ranked quarterback, but I think he'll be high owned. And I just worry about him getting up and, you know, they have a plethora of running backs that they just start running the ball all up and down the field and kind of take away from Brady's upside. Brady's not going to have any rushing stuff. So I'm going to fade that whole Tampa Bay passing game. It could burn me because they certainly could go off and just throw all over the field, but you got to take your spot somewhere. If anything changes on that, I'll certainly update it. But right now that's kind of my fade spot. Running backs, Christian McCaffrey, $9,900. Probably will be top three owned as usual. I just can't get there. I get it. I understand it. The Saints, man, the D look good, though. This is a very low game total. The Panthers have a very low implied team total. I know he doesn't have to score. He saw it last week. No touchdowns, and he still, you know, went crazy. I'm not fading him per se. He's not like my fade of the week or anything, but man, I don't think I can get there. So I'm going to go with Cook. I like him at Arizona. I think they're going to try to run the ball. People got burned by him, including me. He didn't have a great week, but they still got plenty of touches. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. I would assume they want to keep the ball out of Kyler's hands on the road. It's a good game total, 51. I like Cook for the $800 savings. Kamara seems, to me, seems like more of a must play than McCaffrey this week. You saw how much they got him involved. I think that'll continue, although I don't mind Jones either. He got a decent enough amount for, you know, the price, if you're looking for a flyer type deal. But I like him this week, $8,800, $1,100 savings. I do think he'll be the highest owned on the week, though. So if you're going there, you know, just be cognizant of that. And then my last one, I'm going to give you a third one this week. I like Chris Carson. I think in that Seattle game, he's a good piece. It'd be a little owned, nothing crazy. I'll probably 11 to 14% range. I think he could, you know, get up there 18, 19 point total. I got him projected 18.1 right now. We've already mentioned it's one of the second highest game total. $6,100 is a great price as well. So I don't mind Chris Carson, especially in some game stacks there. My two values this week, Javonte Williams. I'm staying there. You guys are listening to me. You've heard me talk about him for a month now. And Gordon got the one big run. But if you go look at the stats, I watched that game. I watched almost all of them and then go back between Monday and Tuesday and watch the little 30-minute deals. He looked good. To me, he looked better than Gordon. So for only $4,400, he could take over that backfield. I still think he will eventually wind up. We go back and look back here in about 4 to 6 weeks. I think he'll be getting more carries. That's that sneaky Jacksonville game I just talked about. That game could, I have it circled as a potential over because I think that's a reactionary game. I don't know if I trust the Jags enough to take the plus six, but I think that game could get some scoring. So I like Javonte Williams as a pay down option. And then Chase, but I think Chase is going to be chalky. I was on him last week. I talked him up. People were worried about the splits and all that kind of stuff. I think he's going to be very involved in this offense. And we kind of saw that last week. Arizona's got one of the highest implied team totals, 27.25. He will be owned, but I don't mind the pay down option at $4,900 this week. My fade is going to be Derrick Henry because I think this one was tough. I don't want to, because it almost sounds like I'm overreacting to last week, but I think they're going to have, this is going to be an up-paced game. They're going to have to score. They're on the road. If Tennessee was at home, I would feel much better about playing Henry. I think you know, they could get down early and have to start throwing the ball. And at $8,300, you know, he's not going to be involved in the passing game very often. So as much as it's hard to stomach a $9,900 NFL player, McCaffrey, I think the total value on the week, I don't like Henry as much. So Henry is my fade of the week at running back. Wide receiver, I got three plays for you. I'm going to start with Metcalf. We had the big Lockett week last week. It's a good chance, good time to go to Metcalf. He's $400 more. The majority of the people are going to see Lockett cheaper. Great game script. Highest implied team total, or one of the highest implied team total. Tampa Bay's got the most. And they're going to, I'll just take the $400 savings if they don't play both. But they're going to go one. I think Lockett will get a hair more ownership. We know Metcalf has his opportunities as well. So I like Metcalf better there. I don't hate Lockett, so you can play him, but I like Metcalf better. My second one, CD, I'm not getting off of this train. I think this guy is going to be one of the top three wide receivers in the league sooner than later. He looked great last week. Cooper looked great too, but I think CD's special. I think he is a special, special talent. I don't want to go Randy Moss or anything like that, but I think his long term, he's going to be super special. He's $6,400, which I like. He's going to be a little bit lower owned. That game is going to get a lot of action, but I definitely like CD. I don't mind the other guys, but CD is my favorite out of that Cowboys pack. And then Keenan Allen, I think a game stack type deal. I don't have him projected, you know, crazy owned, you know, call it 10 to 12%. Right now, 7,000 isn't, you know, way up there with like Diggs and Hopkins and all that. You're getting a good savings, especially if you're trying to run it back. If you're taking the Cowboys, I think most people will load up on the Chargers, run it back with the Cowboys. And I may go the opposite way, load up on the Cowboys, run it back with the Chargers, a piece or two there. So I like Keenan Allen, $7,000. Values, I'm sticking with Rondell Moore. You know, wasn't a home run last week, but certainly paid off. He only goes to $4,000. I think they will continuously try to get him involved. I don't mind AJ Green. I think he's a good play as well. I'm just kind of going up like Rondell. I think it'll come soon. We'll see a big play, maybe a short route turn into a big play with him. He's got that capability. $4,000. I think I'll have some Rondell Moore as a value play. And then KJ Osborne, man, ton of targets last week. I think he had 7 catches, 76 yards. Looks like they're going to get that third wide receiver involved a lot more with the tight end injuries. And $3,300, that is a great price. I think he's a great mini stack if you're trying to get into that Arizona-Minnesota game. Deservingly so. Thielen and our boy Justin Jefferson are going to have a ton of ownership, but man, $3,300, and he could easily, I mean, 7 for 76 is a nice stat for a $3,300 guy. And it's not like Minnesota's going to be, you know, they're going to try to establish a run. That's why I like Cook, but they're still going to have to throw to keep up with Arizona at some point. So, you know, a Cook, Osborne, and then pair it with a Kyler, Edmonds, Moore. I mean, you could get kind of crazy in the game if you want to. There's a lot of options there for stacking. So I don't mind Osborne, $3,300. My fade this week is Godwin. It's going to keep with the theme of Tampa Bay, $6,600. He's $500 more, and I haven't projected much higher owned than Evans. So if I was going to try to get pieces in that Tampa Bay game, I'd probably go Evans over Godwin. But Godwin's my fade of the week, $6,600. Tight ends, interesting week for tight ends. We got some big boys. I couldn't talk enough about Hockenson in the preseason, so hopefully you loaded up on him in your best balls and all that kind of stuff. But the next guy I liked a lot and still do, and he did great last week, is Higbee. But we don't have Kelsey. We don't have Hockenson here. So you got Waller, and I think Waller and Kettle will be very high owned. Obviously, the top two with Pitts kind of coming in third. I think that's pretty clear. So outside of those three, you can kind of go anywhere you want and how it fits ownership wise. And those three are all deservingly to be owned. No doubt about it. Waller had, I just wrote down earlier, like ungodly amount of targets last week. We saw it on Monday night. Obviously, everybody's watching it. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. What was our number on our deal? 18 targets, 10 catches, 105. That's bananas. But I like Higbee. So, I mean, those guys up there you're going to get, but I'm looking at, you know, some others. You know, mini stack for the Rams. I like Higbee, $4,100. This week, I would treat Waller as my Kelsey. Almost like if you want to play him, that kind of target and volume. Now, Steelers, a lot better defense, but it's go double tight end if you want. I think that's valid if you want to go there. I don't believe enough in Kettle yet. Never was high on him as others, but he's good. He's solid, but you could play him like he's a wide receiver this week. He's slowly getting into that Kelsey. You know, he may push Kelsey for the best tight end this year. But man, Kelsey looked good as well. So I like Higbee, $4,100, and I like Fant. I talked about him in the preseason a few times. I was worried because Locke, no pun intended, locks into Fant a lot. And I thought with Bridgewater came in, I worried how would that relationship work. But he looked good week one. Now they're at Jacksonville. We know not a great defense. $4,200. So I like Higbee and Noah Fant there, $4,100 and $4,200. My value this week is Dalton Schultz, $3,300. I know we got a little split tight end action going on in Dallas. I do like him a hair better. Certainly cheap enough to fit into some stacks if you're wanting to go that route with that Dallas game. And then my fade, no surprise here, would be Gronkowski, $4,700. Again, just that whole Tampa situation. That's just a spot I'm choosing to fade this week. I would rather pay up if I'm going to go there. Like, he's in that price. I'd rather pay $500 for Pitts because I think his upside's better, or drop down to some of these guys I just mentioned. So it's not only the Tampa Bay situation. It's who's surrounding him and the prices that I'd rather go up or down to. So Gronk would be the fade of the week. Defenses for me, my two plays. So if you're able to fit them in salary-wise, I know most people are paying down a defense right now. Patriots, $3,700. Broncos, $3,800. You know, anytime you got Belichick against a rookie quarterback, it's always a pretty good spot to take advantage of. That game total super low at 43. The Broncos playing Jacksonville, another rookie quarterback. They're on the road. Both those teams are on the road, though, so that kind of worries me a little bit. But those are my two favorite if you're going to just pay up. Two cheapies I like, the Eagles playing San Francisco. We saw turnovers last week. I think if they can happen. Eagles pressure a lot, have one of the best pressure rates after week one, $2,400. I think you get some turnovers there. I like that a lot. And then the Jets. I know that sounds a little surprising, but Mac Jones is still a rookie. So $2,200. Jets could get some pressure on him, get him into a turnover or two, and that's a super cheap price at 20. I think, are they the cheapest? I don't think there's a 2K price this week. So $2,200 would be the cheapest there. So I don't mind either one of those this week. My gut feel plays of the week. So I kind of started doing this mid-year last year where, because of how concise I get all the information, I don't want to give you 100 names because there's plenty of content out there, you know, and we're trying to keep this 30 minutes or so or less, get you guys in and out on some NFL action. But these are guys that caught my eye that didn't make the list above. Darrell Henderson, heavily involved last week. I like him this week, $5,700. I'll certainly go there. Gainwell at the min price for running backs, $4,000. He was involved. We'll see if that was a one-off. They were up big. But he seemed to get in there quite a bit. You know, and certainly got some – I mean, Sanders is going to be great, but I love Gainwell. I loved him in college at Memphis. And at $4,000, he's definitely worth an MME flyer for me. Ronald Jones, we heard he's back. He's going to start. Then you see the quote, they're all starters. That's a weird situation, but because the game script I have there is Tampa Bay getting up early and often, there could be a lot of running that happens in the second half. Now, figuring out if it's going to be Jones or Fournette is a little risky, but I don't think any of these guys get ownership. So if you're looking for a one-off loan running back, I don't mind Ronald Jones. Cooper Kupp and Woods, both one, doesn't matter, especially if you're looking at some Ram stacks. I like them. And then Cole Beasley, 12 targets last week. He's $4,600. He's surrounded by a lot of guys that are getting talked up. I think he'll go under the radar. I sub 5% for sure. I don't want a lot of that Buffalo-Miami game, but he would be a good one-off if nothing else. If you're looking for some stacks there, certainly. But I like Beasley in the PPR format, which is DK, but any kind of stuff you're looking at, I definitely like him this week for $4,600. My three favorite stacks, you can probably figure them out by the time you listen to the pod, but Seattle is number one, Cowboys number two, and then kind of my low-owned or, you know, under-the-radar stack would be the Rams stack, Currently, that game is the second lowest game ownership projected between those two teams on the entire board for me right now. So I kind of like that Rams stack as a one-off type deal. My two favorite Super 7 lines are both dogs, surprisingly. But this is a dog kind of week. Reaction, overreaction type deal, that theme. I like the Eagles plus 3.5 at home. I get San Francisco. I know they're good. I don't like the quarterback situation. We even heard Jimmy G on a radio show talking about the distraction, and they're moving down the ball, and they bring this offense in. But, you know, he's not the head coach. It is what it is. There's something there, but I'll talk to my boy Ryan and see what he thinks. I think the Eagles could cover and win. My second favorite is the Titans plus 5.5. This is simply – I don't know if they win on the road, but I think they keep it a lot more competitive. It's a bounce back week. You know, everybody's hating on the Titans after 2 weeks ago. They thought they could be contending for a Super Bowl. We'll see what they're made of. This is definitely a week they need to get it back together. They still have plenty of talent on offense. The biggest deal is their defense is just not great. So probably a shootout. I hope maybe could be a backdoor cover type deal, but 5.5 is a lot. I'll take the Titans there. And my upset of the week, I just mentioned it. I think the Eagles get the outright win. They're my favorite team to win. My second one was Dallas. He's similar on the defensive side. I'm not there yet on the road, but Eagles are at home dog. You don't see home dogs very often in the NFL, so I'll take them on the money line this week. My survivor plays, this is a somewhat seems like a chalky survivor week, so potentially one of these, you know, kind of doesn't do very well. But the Browns, Bucks, and Packers are all massive favorites, double-digit favorites. Can't go wrong with any of those three. It's early in the year. Don't overthink it. Just survive. That's why it's called Survivor. Just survive in advance at this point. Let other people try to get cute. You can get cute later on down the road. The team I worry about most there would be the Packers because they just look god-awful. But, man, I don't see them losing at the Lions, especially on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers seems like a good bounce-back spot for them. But I think all three of those teams win this week, so you can be pretty safe there if you want to spread your exposure out. Again, use the code COIN for 15% off any package. That includes a 7-day free trial. I will be back tomorrow with Gup. We'll have a loaded Friday, all kinds of picks and plays to go out. The Audible Sunday morning at 10 Eastern. We go live chat there for the premium members. We knock down all the last minute information and get that out. Bobby will have his podcast out for college football. We have an exciting, decent matchup today. Then two game tomorrow on a big slate Saturday for college football. We've had a great start to the season there. One of the best things we have going at Gup's Corner. I believe I need to ask Ryan. I should ask him earlier. If it's not the last NASCAR, it's getting close there. He's absolutely been crushing NASCAR. They had another monster week last week. So it's a great time to try us out for 7 days. If you're not profitable and feel like you're part of a big family after 7 days, you know, cancel it, but reach out to me and tell me like what happened, because there's so much positive vibe going on in our community right now. I love it. Gonna have fun tonight. Got some work to do, and I'll watch some football. You guys have a blessed evening, and I'll see you tomorrow.